This is Daily News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty, but that requirement became less impactful when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. And Iranians began voting on Friday in the presidential election, tipped in favor of hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA.